At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more. Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills. Accelerate your team's impact and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Good morning. The latest official figures released by the Health Ministry yesterday show 3,170,644 people have now tested positive for coronavirus. That's an overall increase of 9,212 against the figure released on Tuesday, with the ministry claiming that 3,809 have occurred in the previous 24 hours. The peak of recorded infections for a 24-hour period during the third wave was on the 21st of January, when 18,504 cases were registered. The overall incidence rate has now dropped to 218.67 per 100,000 inhabitants for the last 14 days, the lowest figure since the 18th of December. And Andalusia's Health Minister, Jesus Aguirre, announced yesterday that face-to-face appointments with a family doctor or primary care nursing staff will be restored in the region from the 2nd of March. He said the decision follows the decrease in the cumulative incidence rate, which makes it possible to restore the normalisation of healthcare, but with security. The objective, he said, is that anyone in Andalusia can visit their family doctor or nurse in a normal way. A convicted drug dealer who fled to Spain just days before he was due to be sentenced has been arrested in Alicante. Aaron Stevenson, who's from Northumberland, had pleaded guilty to conspiring to supply Class A drugs. After leaving the country in August 2020, the 27-year-old taunted police on social media, responding to wanted posts about himself and offering money to people who would help him avoid arrest. He was arrested in a joint operation between the Northumbria Police and the National Crime Agency. And a tanker, the Nihia, was intercepted and boarded by the Guardia Civil and police yesterday, some 120 nautical miles off Asturias in the Bay of Biscay. Some 3,000 kilos of cocaine were found, but its crew attempted to sink the tanker by opening all the valves in the engine room. Officers managed to board the tanker anyway, seize the 9 crew and the cocaine, and left the tanker, which later capsized. The wreck is said to be drifting under surveillance. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.